Well, they're meant to focus on musculoskeletal issues, but there are a significant number of chiropractors who say they treat autism, bedwetting, and a whole range of childhood conditions. Last month, the Chiropractic Board issued an edict to its members: stop advertising that you can use spinal manipulations to fix a range of health conditions for which there's little or no evidence. But hundreds of chiropractors' websites still offer treatment for these health problems, and the board, who acts as a regulator, is accused of failing in its job, as Anne Arnold reports.
I have to, unfortunately, just extend her a little bit to get it in the right place. That's why we'd be quick. Hey, darling. Hey.
It's one crack, hey. But it divides the healthcare worlds of doctors and chiropractors.
Oh. There's not many things that makes an orthopaedic surgeon emotional, but when you see a premature baby having its back cracked, it literally made my eyes water.
Melbourne surgeon John Cunningham, who specialises in spines, watched that YouTube video and cannot fathom why a chiropractor would adjust the spine of a newborn.
There would be risks of harm. There would be risks that the child could suffer some sort of fracture. Why would you do it? This is the thing that goes through my mind when I watch that video, is why on earth would you do that to a newborn?
Because, says chiropractor Ian Rossborough, this baby with colic, a term generally used for young babies' unexplained bouts of crying, was helped by it.
When you see the patients return with these children, they always report that the child's just so much more comfortable, they sleep so much better, they eat so much better.
The gap between many chiropractors and evidence-based medicine seems ever wider. The only really strong, often cited evidence is for lower back pain, but a number of chiropractors continue to push the envelope about what they can treat and how they can help people. Their regulator is accused of being unable to rein them in.
The chiropractic board is meant to be serving and protecting the public. Unfortunately, it seems to want to protect its own practitioners rather than the general public a lot of the time.
In February, surgeon John Cunningham made a formal complaint to APRA, the Australian Health Practitioners Regulation Agency, calling for the chiropractic board to be sacked. Now the head of paediatrics at Royal Darwin Hospital, Dr. Paul Bowert, says he too wants the chiropractic board and APRA, which administers the board, called to account. And he wants the regulators to ban chiropractic treatments for children altogether.
APRA and the chiropractic board should be banning any treatment of children and adolescents under the age of 16, 17 until the evidence is available that shows that there may be some effect. The only evidence that's available at the moment, looking at all the published chiropractic literature, the conclusions of all of those studies say that chiropractors might compete with physiotherapists in terms of treating some back problems, but all their other claims are beyond belief and can carry a range of significant risks.
At the same time, the number of GP referrals to chiropractors for children has grown by 83% over the 5 years to June 2015. The CEO of APRA, Martin Fletcher, oversees the chiropractic board. He maintains the board is doing a good job. In February this year, APRA received a complaint and it called for the board to be sacked. It described the failure of the chiropractic board and APRA to protect consumers from the continued misleading, deceptive and often unconscionable conduct of chiropractors. Do you accept that there's been a significant failure there?
I don't believe there is a need for the board to be sacked. The board and APRA have worked very closely together to make sure that the public are protected and that high standards of chiropractic practice are in place.
But the main professional body, the Chiropractors Association of Australia, does not appear to be leading by example. It accepts ads in its newsletter for chiropractic courses to treat colic and the unsettled baby, and tongue tie. Wayne Minter, the chair of the regulatory board, is a member of the Chiropractors Association. The latest newsletter from your professional body, the Chiropractors Association, is just out, and in it ads for courses on paediatric chiropractic. One of them is for the unsettled baby. colic, reflux and persistent crying. Hasn't the board instructed chiropractors not to suggest they can affect conditions other than musculoskeletal, especially with children?
Once again, it depends upon the context. I just want to reiterate that the board expects chiropractors to practice in an evidence-informed, evidence-based way, and will be held accountable to those standards. It's all detailed in our code of conduct.
So does that sound like an evidence-based approach to you?
I don't know the details of the case, so I really can't comment on that.
Well, treating the unsettled baby for colic, reflux and persistent crying.
Once again, I don't know the details of that.
There's another course being advertised, and these are presumably approved courses for which chiropractors get their continuing professional development points for, quote, unravelling tongue tie. Tongue tie is a condition in babies where their tongue is held down by a piece of skin, isn't it?
Yes. Once again, I don't know the details.
Can either of you say how a chiropractor would approach a tongue tie?
Really can't comment on specific cases, so I can't comment on that.
Wayne Minter, who was interviewed with Martin Fletcher from APRA. Pressure to rein in what chiropractors can promote is now coming from several directions. Background Briefing has learnt HCF, the health insurer, also recently wrote to chiropractors saying the fund will not cover treatments that don't have a strong evidence base, or unnecessary x-rays, or open-ended preventative treatment for wellness.
And you can hear the Chiro Wars, that's Anne Arnold's full report on Sunday morning's Background Briefing, after the 8 o'clock news here on RN.